try something new to improve your fishing success. We're hitting the tackle aisle next on Western Live Radio.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside. Spend time with your family fishing this summer. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council makes some tackle suggestions.
Lures. The easiest one to get people onto is a Lucky Craft Pointer 78. That's something different that you can use for trout, for bass, for walleye. That's hard to beat. It's not something new, but it's probably something new to a lot of our anglers. It's a deadly effective bait, and dad's having a hard time catching fish. Put him on with a Pointer 78, show him how to use it, and turn him loose. A lot of people set you up at the lake with one rod, and that's what they fish with all day. Well, now your license includes a two-pole permit. So why not take advantage of that? And we tell people a lot of times, you're going to go up there and you're going to be on the bank. Well, have one out with power bait, one rod out with power bait, and then throw lures, spinners, lucky crafts, whatever, on the other rod. So one, you're kind of static, and the other one, you're moving things around a little bit. And then typically when I go fishing, I have more than two. I only use one at a time, but I'm going to have something else rigged up. So I'm throwing a lucky craft, and that's not working. I'm going to throw a tube jig. And I move through several different opportunities without having to take something off, retie something on. So you can definitely not have too much equipment. When you look at what you're getting in the advanced technology and rods, they are less expensive.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.